Now the news. I'm Shane Bigham. China's announced a state visit by Angolan President João Lourenço from Thursday to Sunday. The foreign ministry says Chinese President Xi Jinping will hold talks and attend a signing ceremony for cooperation documents with his counterpart. The Angolan president will also meet Premier Li Qiang, top legislator Zhao Liji, and visit Shandong province. China's foreign ministry says it believes the visit will inject new impetus into bilateral ties. A Chinese envoy to the United Nations has called for international efforts toward an immediate ceasefire in Gaza as attempts to reach a truce by Ramadan failed. Deputy Chinese Ambassador Gang Shuang also urged more diplomatic efforts to secure the release of hostages. He was speaking at a Security Council meeting on sexual violence during conflicts. Gang said China condemns all forms of sexual violence and advocates investigations and justice. The Muslim holy month of Ramadan's officially begun, and Palestinians in Gaza are fasting after months of starvation. One resident says there's little to celebrate this year for people in the enclave.
This year's Ramadan is different from previous years. First of all, we're far away from our loved ones, our families, relatives and friends in the north. Everything is different. Even in the market, it's different. Things are missing. There are no Ramadan essentials. Everything is expensive and sometimes unavailable.
A ship carrying food for Gaza has departed a port in Cyprus after days of delay. The vessel is loaded with 200 tons of relief goods. European Commission Chief Ursula von der Leyen wrote on social media that the departure of this first ship is a sign of hope. The EU is part of a joint campaign to open a maritime corridor to Gaza. Thailand's Election Commission says it'll ask the Constitutional Court to dissolve the reformist Move Forward Party, which won the most seats in last year's election. The commission says it reached the decision over the MFP's campaign pledge to reform the section of the criminal code that protects the royal family. It follows a court decision in January that ruled the party's pledge over the laws amounted to an attempt to overthrow the constitutional monarchy. Germany's national rail operator has lost a lawsuit against train drivers' union GDL that aimed to stop another round of planned strikes. Deutsche Bahn argued that GDL's notice for the cargo rail strike was too short and said it'll appeal the labor court's decision. GDL says the union will push ahead with its so-called wave strikes, which refers to a series of actions called at short notice to put pressure on the railway operator. Demonstrators in Japan are protesting a government policy shift toward nuclear power as the country marked the 13th anniversary of the earthquake that triggered the nuclear disaster at Fukushima. Plant operator TEPCO recently released a fourth batch of nuclear-contaminated water into the ocean. Meanwhile, the head of the UN nuclear watchdog is visiting Japan this week. Chris Gilbert has more from Tokyo.
Chief Rafael Grossi has not visited since last July. That was before the discharge even began. The IAEA has always said and did say at that time that it wanted to maintain a presence at the discharge site, which it has done with an office at the ALPS facility. Now he is expected to visit the ALPS treatment facility in person on Wednesday. So there may be discussions there about the environmental impact or the international impact. Now the government is looking to do a U-turn on its 2012 policy of ending all nuclear power in Japan by the 2030s. It is looking to restart nuclear power plants on the same Tohoku coastline that was hit by that tsunami 13 years ago. The major concern is that the lessons of the past have not been learned and that an earthquake country should not have nuclear power.
Apple says it'll expand its applied research lab in Shanghai and establish a new one in Shenzhen this year. The U.S. company is also reportedly opening its eighth store in Shanghai later this month. A Bloomberg report says China has the world's largest smartphone market and other significant potential for increased sales. Shanghai is expecting more than 400 athletes from May 16th to the 20th to compete in the qualifiers for the Paris Olympic Games. The events involve breaking, BMX freestyle, skateboarding, and sport climbing. The Chinese city will also launch a month-long festival that will feature sports and art activities in the lead-up to the competitions. Shanghai is hosting the Olympic qualifier series along with Budapest to select the best athletes for Paris 2024. And that's the news. I'm Shane Bigham.